was your verdict on that then, Keith?
Encouraging. They're really encouraged by the performance. But the bottom line says we got beat 1-0. I said to the players that we've stood up to the test. We were competitive, we were creative. I thought we played really well against a very, very good opposition. You know, defeated in the playoffs last season. Previously, in League One, they'd been promoted. So I was really happy that we stood up to that challenge. But I don't want to be labelled, like I said to the players after the game, as, you know, a good side who lose football matches. It's important that we win football matches. And for me, I don't think we should have been coming out losers today in that contest. As fierce as it was at times, I thought we deserved at least a point.
Reece Bennett had your best chance and you played him in a different position than I've seen him in before.
Yeah, we've been working on certain things in training. I think it was encouraging the way he started the game. I think the left back got to grips with him as the game wore on. But then I've got players like Joel Bunny, I've got Calvin Andrews and obviously Peter Vincenzi, who can come off the bench as well as many others. So I'm pleased, I'm encouraged. I'm disappointed with one thing today, and that was the result.
Flexibility of tactics is clearly something that you're going to be using this season, is it?
I'm going to have to use it because we can't compete financially, but we can compete on the training pitch, we can develop players. We'll try and play to our ethoses, as we've done today. But that's how I can compete. I've got to be able to compete with the opposition of League One in other ways than finances. And I believe we were very close today, but very close within football, it's a million miles away.
A very encouraging performance by your man of the match as well, back at the back.
Yeah, Scott Sansa, he's blessed with ability, but also ability, he's blessed with that undoubted ability to read the game and sense danger. And regardless of his age, you know, that for me is knowledge, and knowledge is experience.
Onwards and upwards.
Well, certainly upwards, and onwards as well.